Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. All right, end of the hour means time to squeeze in our Issues Etc. Blog of the Week choice. We always pick two blogs. Jeff has his. I have mine. We're reading your blog if you have the Issues Etc. widget. Find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Put it on your blog. Very simple to do. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog.
My post is Pastor Will Whedon's blog, regular guest in the show, Whedon's blog. It's just a short quote from Pastor Whedon. Those who hate the liturgy do so because they hate the Word of God, which is enshrined in it, and which it conveys with clarity. My pick for Blog of the Week, a short ditty by Pastor Will Whedon.
That's the shortest
blog.
Shortest you have ever had, I believe. Great quote, by the way. And true. My pick of the week comes from a blog called On the Wittenberg Trail. And it's Eric Mattei. I think that's how his name is pronounced. He blogged this week, or late last week, on the relationship between doctrine and practice. He says it's more organic than artificials. And this is what he has to say. Lutherans and the Missouri Synod are all too quick to acknowledge and profess agreement with everything in the Book of Concord, often without spending much time reading it. But it is their supposed commitment to the doctrine of the church that, in their own minds, frees them to pursue whatever practice their hearts desire. They may even recognize that there is a real connection between what a Christian believes and how a Christian worships, but that connection is considered essentially artificial. That is to say, the worshiper, each one, determines what the connection will be. Each worshiper simply decides to connect whatever practice he or she may choose to whatever doctrine he or she may believe. Voila, there you have it, perfect freedom. But no, this is actually unrestrained license masquerading as Christian freedom. The connection between doctrine and practice is more organic than artificial. It is more natural than contrived. We cannot simply make a practice suit any doctrine by fiat. For example, he says, in the contemporary service at my former church, they received Holy Communion by walking forward toward the altar. In front of the altar, the pastor distributes the bread. Slightly behind him to his left, we see an elder holds a chalice or a tray of individual cups. He goes on to say, in this practice, kneeling does not occur at the point of contact between worshiper and his God, or does it? Either way, this practice confesses doctrine in a manner the worshiper cannot control or contrive. There is an objective reality that is more than just artificial, and there's more. Tremendous post here from this blogger. The blog is called On the Wittenberg Trail, and the post that I'm recommending, The Relationship Between Doctrine and Practice, is more organic than artificial. It's great. It's actually based upon something he found at Pastor Wheaton's blog as well. We have a link to both of these picks at our website, issuesetc.org. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is up next. We'll talk about the visitation. We'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. But first, we'll talk with Colleen Carroll Campbell about macabre art.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.